President Trump's newly proposed budget recycles a number of previously rejected cuts to domestic programs, like food stamps, Medicaid, housing, and student loan forgiveness. Among other cuts, the proposal would slash the budget of the Department of Commerce by nearly 40%, the Environmental Protection Agency by a little more than 25%, and the Department of Housing and Urban Development by 15%. The military would get a significant boost to $705 billion, including $46 billion in new and increased spending on nuclear weapons and technology. Trump talked up his budget at a meeting of the nation's governors.
As you know, over the last 3 years, we've very much upgraded our nuclear, but we're buying new. We have the super-fast missiles, tremendous number of the super-fast. We call them super-fast, where they're 4, 5, 6, and even 7 times faster than an ordinary missile. We have a tremendous $740 billion for military. But again, it's also jobs in the United States. So it's, you know, it's everything's made in the United States, proudly. And we have the best in the world. We have the best equipment in the world, the best missiles, planes, rockets. Everybody wants our equipment.
Though the United States budget process starts with the presidential budget request, the power of the purse ultimately resides in the hands of Congress. And the president's proposal only has the force of recommendation. As such, it is highly unlikely for Trump's budget to pass the Democrat-controlled House and may even run into opposition in the Republican-controlled Senate. Still, the presidential budget request is often seen as an indication of the president's priorities, and Trump's proposal was immediately condemned by progressive groups and Democratic lawmakers. Senate Democratic Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York said that the budget proposal showed a disregard for the well-being of American citizens.
If the president's budget became reality, hundreds of billions of dollars would be taken away from health care services, and tens of millions of Americans would see their coverage disappear. Climate change is not mentioned once among the hundreds of the pages of the president's budget, except it does propose cutting the Environmental Protection Agency by 26%, more than a quarter. Going further, in the president's budget, hundreds of billions would be slashed from federal housing assistance, student loan forgiveness, federal disability insurance, nutrition assistance to hungry families. Long on the president's chopping block would see another round of severe cuts. Food for children. They're poor. Take it away.
Gerald Friedman is a professor of economics at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst. Friedman said that the Republican game plan over the last few years was always going to lead to cuts to social programs.
This is the other shoe dropping. They cut taxes to the rich and drove up the budget deficit to previously unheard of levels for an economy in peacetime with such low unemployment rates. And now they're trying to deal with that $1 trillion deficit by cutting social programs, which was always, some of us in the cynical vein might say that was always what the design was.
Sean Fremstead is a senior fellow at the Center for Economic and Policy Research. It's an economic think tank in Washington, D.C. Fremstead said that if Trump's budget proposal were to pass, it would not create any economic prosperity.
To some extent, if you think it's a gain to let the rich get much richer and everybody else get poorer, you know, that may be a gain for some people out there who think about it that way. But no, there just isn't anything to say positive about this budget. It tries to kind of pretend like it's cutting the deficit. Frankly, the deficit is not a big priority right now. We have a very sustainable deficit. It's just too bad that, you know, we should be spending more money on human needs rather than spending more money on tax cuts at this point. And that's definitely not the direction this budget would take us.
Fremstead added that while it was unlikely that Trump's proposal would make it through Congress, the president still could have the power to unilaterally realize a number of his priorities if he wins re-election.
Even though this isn't moving, the administration is moving forward more under the radar with a lot of cuts that are things they can do unilaterally, either through regulations or policy changes, things that I think don't necessarily get the headlines that this budget proposal will get. So I think we have to be, you know, very clear that a lot of things that are happening in this budget are just happening on a smaller scale already, because the Trump administration is doing them, you know, sort of in ways that they don't have to take it through Congress. Something that gets us back to this fundamental choice people will have to make in terms of the vision that we see in the upcoming election.
The president's budget request will now go to the House and Senate, which will craft their own budget proposals that may or may not take the president's request in mind. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.